Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. So I know I've been a little bit behind on my podcast. I shouldn't say behind, but I guess recording less. And I know I expressed in my last episode, I've been on a very healing and transformative journey of my own here. And one thing I've really been working on is setting boundaries. And what that means for me is setting boundaries around my energy and only doing things that really excite me. And I'm really stopping myself from forcing myself to do things because I'm trying to reach a certain expectation I set for myself. Because in reality, you know, expectations that we set for ourselves, they usually exist as a result of not feeling worthy enough, right? We say, I will feel worthy if I check off A, B, and C, right? If I meet these expectations. And for me, it was, I'll feel good enough in my business. I'll feel like I'm making a big enough impact if I record and publish, you know, 5 podcasts a month or whatever it is. So I'm really trying to break away from all of the rules I've created for myself around my business. I think this is really important for all of us in all areas of life. What rules have you created for yourself? What rules are you adhering to that don't serve you? And you might not even feel like you've created the rules. What rules have you accepted from society? What rules have you accepted from your family? What expectations are you trying to meet that you have created? And then ask yourself, what is my motivation? Why am I doing this? Is it because it lights me up? Because it fills me with love? Or is it because I want to receive words of affirmation from someone? Is it because I'll feel good enough when I do it? Is it because I'm trying to fill a void? And so right now I'm trying to break down everything in my life and truly ask myself in every segment of my life, why am I doing what I'm doing? And if the answer isn't because it lights me up, because it excites me, because it fills me with love and bliss and joy, then it's got to go. And so for me, that was the rules and that was the expectations. So now I am no longer setting an expectation for myself to release a certain number of podcasts or to even do one once a week or to even have one twice a month. I'm going to do what feels right in the moment. I'm going to stay in alignment, in total alignment with myself, with my highest self, and stay in tune with my body and with my soul. And really practice listening in to what I truly want, what my authentic desires are. Because the problem is most of us don't know what our authentic desires are. We only know how to follow the desires that have been given to us by others, by society, by family, by friends. We're told that we have to meet certain expectations to feel like we're worthy. It's just conditioning. Conditioning from childhood that comes back up from this wounded inner child who still doesn't feel good enough and is striving to feel good enough. This is why so many people overwork themselves. They overwork themselves or they don't give themselves breaks because they have a story playing in their head that if they are not being quote unquote productive and working, they are not worthy. They are not good enough. And so we work to try to feel good enough, but we don't feel fulfilled. We don't feel good enough because in fact, nothing outside of you can ever make you feel good enough or make you feel worthy. That is something intrinsic. That is something that needs to be connected to inside. And when you do that, you no longer need to strive for anything else. So that's just kind of what my recent focus, where my recent focus has been, what I'm working through right now. There's always something I'm working through. And right now, that's my focus. My boundaries and really understanding my intrinsic motivation behind everything. And getting really, really clear on what I truly desire and only doing that. And it's freeing up so much space for joy in my life. It is unbelievable. What I did want to actually talk about on this podcast is manifestation, of course, but more specifically, why your manifestations are not showing up. because this is probably the number one question I get in my inbox, in the DMs. Why am I manifesting this and it's not showing up, right? I've been manifesting it. I've done all the steps. Where is it? What can I do to speed it up? First things first, manifestation does not mean writing a gratitude list, right? Saying affirmations in the mirror. Doesn't mean meditating. It doesn't mean visualization. Those are all tools to help you get in the right mindset. So if you're following all the quote unquote strategies, you're checking off the manifestation boxes, but it's not coming. It's because all you're doing is using the tools, but you don't have the mindset. The tools only work if you meet those tools with the right energy. Does your belief system line up? Do your thoughts line up? Do your actions line up? Do your words line up? Does your energy line up? For example, if you're saying that you want to manifest a $10,000 a month in your business, yet you're shitting on yourself for being broke, or you are complaining that everything is expensive, or you're judging the person driving by you in the flashy car for spending too much money on that flashy car, you are essentially blocking your manifestation by projecting the energy of scarcity. When you judge someone else for spending a lot of money or having something flashy, you're judging that potential within you. You're basically saying, no, universe, I don't want more money because I would turn into someone that I would judge. When you're saying things are expensive, you're basically projecting the energy of lack. You're saying, hey, I don't have that money right now. To manifest money, you need to project the energy of already having the money. When we complain that we're broke, that we never have enough money in the bank account, when we get down on ourselves for not having enough money, we're once again projecting the energy of scarcity and lack, saying, I am in scarcity. I don't have this money. Rather than, I am so grateful for this money that is on its way to me. There's a huge difference. There's a huge energy shift there. So yeah, if you're following all of the steps, you're checking off all of the boxes and the manifestations are coming, well, are you doing the actual work? Have you worked on your belief system? Have you uncovered your subconscious beliefs? Have you changed your thought patterns? That is the work that actually makes the biggest difference. But most people don't actually want to do that work. And most people just want to write out a list of affirmations and wake up to all their manifestations sitting in their bedroom waiting for them. And, you know, it'd be nice if that's how it worked, but it's not. Honestly, you know, it wouldn't be nice if that's how it worked. Because the way it works is in order to manifest, in order to become a master manifester, you need to cultivate a very powerful mindset. You need to live your life through love. You need to live your life through joy. You need to live your life through compassion. When we are not compassionate to ourselves, when we are not compassionate to others, we cannot manifest what we desire. So it's almost like to become a master manifester, you need to become a master at life. And we live a better life. It's like the universe is allowing us, teaching us, conditioning us almost to lean into love, because when we do that, not only does life get amazing and loving and blissful and magical, but that's when you begin to manifest, right? We're not going to manifest when we're coming from a place of resentment or anger or judgment. And when we come from that place, if we got everything that we wanted, we would continue to live from that place and we would never live a fulfilling, loving, joyful, blissful, beautiful, magical, synchronistic existence. So if your manifestations aren't here, it simply means that you are not a vibrational match yet. Because you have everything in your life right now is what you are currently a vibrational match for. It's a result of all of your belief systems, your thoughts, your energy from the past. You have attracted everything in your life. So if you want to attract something different, you need to master your energy, master your vibration. So becoming a vibrational match is a result of working through the belief systems. You must align your belief system, your subconscious and conscious belief system, along with your thoughts, your energy, your words, with the life you're trying to attract, rather than with your current reality. This can be tricky. This is what I teach in my academy, how to actually do this. I take you through all of the steps to work through, to realize and work through and rewire your subconscious belief systems, because you cannot outmanifest your subconscious beliefs, period. End of story. All right, so reason number two here, why your manifestations are not showing up, is because you want them to so badly. You are desperate for them. If you are wondering where your manifestations are, in that moment, you are creating resistance to your manifestations. The paradox of manifestation is our manifestations manifest physically when we intend them, but we don't need them. It's this energy of desperation that we project when we say, why is it not here yet? When is it going to be here? Why do I have to wait this long? That is essentially saying, universe, I don't trust you. I don't believe that you are going to deliver my manifestation to me. I don't believe that it's going to come in divine timing. In fact, I want to control it myself. I want to know exactly when it's coming, and I think that the sooner it shows up in my life, the better. Right? That's essentially what we're saying, because everything you want is already yours. Everything you desire is already yours. And it is coming in the most divine timing for your life. It's coming when you are a vibrational match. It's coming when you are ready. If you're sitting there looking at your watch, wondering where it is, it's not coming. I guarantee it's not going to show up as you're looking at your watch, wondering when it's going to show up. Now, this is difficult for a lot of people because sometimes we want something so badly, all we can do is think about it. It's really important to learn to lessen this. So the number one way to do this is to become okay with the worst case scenario. If you want to release resistance, you must be okay with the worst case scenario. For example, when I quit my job, I had no fear around money. Even though I only had enough savings for a few months' rent, I had only made $300 in my business that month. I had no idea where the money was going to come from, but I didn't care. I said, universe, I'm surrendering. Show me the path. I trust you. And I had no fear. Now, one of the reasons I was able to do this was because I said to myself, I know there is a possibility of me being broke. There is a possibility that this won't work out, that I spent all of my money and I have to move back in with my parents, that my business fails, that no one wants to work with me. But I'm okay with that because, number one, if that is what happens, I know I'm still on the right path. I know that my success is inevitable. I know that if that is what happens, the universe does not deliver the money to me that I'm intending to manifest. It's only because there was a lesson I needed to learn first. So if I lose all of my money, my business fails, I'm kicked out of my apartment, worst case scenario, I will still be okay because I am still guided. And I still know that all of my needs are going to be met. And I still know that life is happening for me. And if that happens, I will accept it because I know that my manifestation, the money is still coming. I just need to learn a lesson first. And there's a lesson in that situation for me. As soon as I became okay with this, the money showed up. I went from 0 to 10K in 30 days. As soon as I became okay with the worst case scenario, I was totally at peace with it. Number two, you must learn to cultivate joy in your life. You must learn to cultivate joy in your life. You need to get so lost in your life, so lost in the present moment, so lost in the joy that you're not even thinking about what's coming. When I was working at my corporate job, throughout the day, I used to find excuses to feel joy, whether it's watching a stand-up comedy act on YouTube on my break, whether it's just finding a friend to call and laugh with. I would make gratitude lists, and literally, I'm telling you, I was miserable in my job, but I would find things to be grateful for. I would be grateful for the desk, grateful for the chair I'm sitting in, grateful for the view out my window. You name it, it was on my gratitude list. I would cultivate gratitude for everything, and I would schedule joy into my life. If you don't have joy right now, do not expect to attract a life that is joyful, because you attract to you what you are currently projecting. If you're currently projecting misery all the time and complaining about where you are, that's what you're attracting. If you want to release resistance, you must find joy in your current life. You must be okay with where you are. You must be at peace with where you are. Another reason I was able to do this is because I knew that the number one thing I was not okay with was me living a monotonous life, going to this job that made me miserable every single day for the rest of my life. The risk of falling flat on my face, the worst case scenario, was better than that future to me. That is how passionate you should be about your manifestations. Even when there was no sign they were showing up, I already knew they were coming. I was focusing on the joy. Whenever I would begin to feel that fear, I would focus on joy. I would focus on gratitude and bring myself back, ground myself in the present moment. Remember, when you need nothing, you attract everything. Now you can intend and desire everything, but you must need nothing. Cultivate the feelings of love and joy in your life right now. Appreciate the abundance you have right now. If you don't appreciate your life right now, you are living in a major energetic state of lack and scarcity, and that is all you will attract until you learn to appreciate and love and enjoy what you currently have in your life, no matter where you are. I have more specific strategies I teach in my academy on how to cultivate this joy, how to cultivate this gratitude, how to truly release that resistance. But if you're just starting out, start out with these tips. Start out with just finding excuses throughout your day to experience joy and gratitude. Search for them and they will appear. Ask yourself what the worst case scenario is if your manifestation doesn't come, and find a way to become at peace with that scenario. Remember that no matter what life throws your way, it's still happening for you. All of the time. All right, number three. Your manifestations aren't coming. It might be because you're ignoring the lessons. What does this mean? What happens when you intend to manifest and things actually fall apart? They get worse. For example, if you're trying to manifest, I'm going to stick with my example of 10K months, and then you set the intention, you feel so good about it, and then your car breaks down and your rent goes up and you get unexpected bills in the mail. And you're like, what the hell, universe? I thought I was going to manifest money, not have money taken away. What's going on here is you intend to manifest an amount of money that you are not a vibrational match for yet. So the universe is saying, I want to send you this money, but you first need to meet me halfway and become a vibrational match. If you are not already doing the work to become a vibrational match, the universe will send you a challenge which will force you into it. So when you have these unexpected bills and rent's going up and all this stuff is happening and you're like, what is going on? That is an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity for you to up-level your money mindset so you can get to a place where you are a match for the money you actually want to attract. So how can you respond to the obstacles with love and faith and trust? You need to build your trust in the universe. Build your trust in the full surrender. So you would do this by paying the bills with gratitude, paying the extra rent with love, trusting in the universe, trusting that all of this is happening for you. Up level your mindset. Every obstacle is simply an opportunity for growth. The other way to look at this is you stress out, you freak out, you complain to everyone you don't have the money. You complain to everyone that you have so many unexpected expenses. And then nothing still happens because you did not up-level your mindset. You did not meet the challenge. You did not grow. You fell into victim mode. And then what happens next? The next month, you're going to have more unexpected expenses because the same lesson is going to appear over and over until you decide to finally learn it. So you might as well learn it the first time before it gets worse. So if you're ignoring the lessons, if you're not looking at the challenges and obstacles in your life as opportunities, you're actually self-sabotaging. This is the universe literally trying to deliver you everything you want, trying to help you up-level, trying to help you become this vibrational match, and you are saying no. Same thing when opportunities come your way and you ignore them. Do you feel intuitively called to do something, but you're too scared and you ignore it? You feel intuitively called to work with a coach or invest in yourself, but you say no because you're too scared? Do you feel intuitively called to, I don't know, pick up your life and move to another state, but you're too scared? If you don't listen to your intuition, same thing. You are sabotaging your manifestations. The universe is always working for us to help us manifest everything we desire. We are the only ones who are ever in the way. All right, I think this is reason number four, three or four. I'm losing track now. But another reason they might not be showing up, you have not made space. What does this mean? So let's say you're trying to manifest a romantic relationship, but you are still holding on to a toxic ex. You're still talking to them every day. They're still in your life. You have not made space for a partner. Another example would be, let's say you're still trying to manifest romance, but you have zero time in your life for a partner. In fact, you don't even have time for yourself. You have not made space in your life for this manifestation to appear. If you're trying to manifest a soul family, a group of friends who are on the same path as you, but you're still holding on to toxic friendships and relationships in your life, you haven't made space. You're basically contradicting yourself. You're saying with your words that you want to manifest these relationships, but with your actions and your energy, you're actually saying, I'm fine where I am. You need to make space. You need to clear the old so the new can come. It's like a bookshelf. There's only so much room on a shelf. If you want new, shiny books, you need to clear out the old, dusty ones that are no longer serving you. In fact, that dust is probably making you sick. Clear out the old books that aren't serving you. And I'm not just talking about people here. I mean beliefs. I mean habits. I mean physical things as well in your life that aren't serving you. Clear out the clutter in every area of your life. Make space for the universe to deliver to you what you're asking for. It's like when we ask for things or we intend for things, but we don't make space for them. It's like having a completely full bookshelf and asking someone to come put three new books on the bookshelf. And they come and they try and they try and they try. And they're like, hey, you, there's not enough room on this bookshelf. And you're like, yeah, there is. Fit it in. But it still doesn't fit. So then that person gives up and they take those books and they walk away and you never get them. It's the same thing. The universe is prodding you and trying to let you know, hey, you need to make room. You need to clear out your life so that I can deliver you something better. So what areas of your life are not in alignment? Where do you need to make space? All right, and reason number five is you're not ready for them. Ask yourself, if what you desired, everything, if it showed up tomorrow, would you be ready for it? How would you feel? Would you be overwhelmed? Overjoyed? How would you feel? Are you prepared for what you're asking for? You know, are you asking for $1 million, but you don't even know how to handle the $100 in your bank account? Are you asking for a romantic relationship, but you don't even have a romantic relationship with yourself? Are you trying to manifest, I don't know, your dream vacation, but you don't even have a passport? Something as silly as that. You need to prepare your life as if what you want is already yours. So truly ask yourself, like honestly, if everything I desired showed up, would I be ready for it? And if you're not, what steps can you take to become ready? All right, the last point here I wanted to touch on is everything is coming in divine timing. Everything. If you've feel like you're totally aligned and you're ready for your manifestation to come and you've made space and you're not eager for it and you love your life and you have so much joy and gratitude and you've done all the inner work and you've aligned your belief system and it's still not here, trust in the timing. Everything comes in the most divine timing for the highest good in your own life. If we always got what we wanted when we thought we wanted it, we wouldn't end up living life we actually wanted, right? We think we want things, but we don't actually know what we want. For example, let's say you're trying to manifest your quote-unquote soulmate. If you got him right when you wanted him, but you weren't ready, maybe that relationship would be ruined because you're not in a place for it yet. So instead, the universe sends you lessons to get you ready, right? So, for example, let's say you feel like you're ready to manifest your soulmate, but the next person you go out with, you just like totally love them. They're amazing. They're so awesome. You go on a bunch of dates. You get to know each other. You start dating, and then they ghost you. They disappear. And you're like, what is going on, universe? I wanted to manifest love. I didn't want to manifest rejection. Well, actually, this rejection that you manifested is exactly what you are asking for because it's here to help you grow and up-level into the next version of you who is ready for your soulmate, or who is ready for that romantic love you're looking for, who's ready for someone to commit to you. How can you grow because of that rejection? Can you learn how to own your own worth outside of being attached to someone else? Can you learn how to cultivate forgiveness and compassion? Can you learn how to choose yourself and commit to yourself and desire yourself first before someone else can? What lesson is this rejection teaching you? This is what I've been experiencing in my life right now, because right now romance is the probably number one thing I'm focusing on manifesting. And instead, I've been manifesting a lot of the opposite, right? Like rejection and people disappearing and ghosting and things just timing being off, or, you know, you name it. I've been experiencing it, and I'm so grateful. Every single time I'm so grateful. I'm like, universe, thank you for this lesson. Thank you for sending this person into my life so I can see the reflection of the parts of me that need to grow into the person I need to be to manifest the person that I truly desire. It's the same exact thing when we experience unexpected bills, when we're trying to manifest more money. Can you cultivate gratitude for the opportunity to grow, for the lessons you need to learn before you manifest the money? Because it's still coming. So I'm so grateful every day. Like, I'm so excited. Thank you, universe, for everything that you're sending me. And thank you for these lessons. Because if I know if I learn them now, I'm not going to have to learn them in a more intense, painful way later on. And I know that every single person who crosses my path for a reason. Every single person has a lesson for me. Every single person is a reflection of me. Every single person is an opportunity for me to heal. Every single person is an opportunity for me to see myself, to see what unconscious parts of myself need healing, to see what parts of myself I'm not showing up for. You know, if someone's not showing up for you, you have to ask yourself, in what way am I not showing up for myself? Same thing with anything in life. If money's not showing up for me, in what way am I not showing up for money? In what way am I not loving on money? Everything in life is simply a projection of our inner worlds. You need to be really, really careful and clear about the words you use, the thoughts you think. For example, I was trying to manifest. So I have a business credit card for my business, and I lost it in Bali. Or I thought I lost it, and I was like, shit. How am I going to get another credit card in Bali? I cannot order it here. And I was kind of having this internal freak out of, oh my gosh, I need that card. I should have brought more than one. What am I going to do? And I couldn't find it anywhere. I turned my entire villa upside down, and it was about a week I couldn't find it. And I was like, ugh, I guess I'm going to have to use my personal card. Like, this sucks. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Kristen, you are a master at manifesting, and you can't manifest this card back into your life. What are you doing wrong? Everything. I was wondering when it was going to show up, wondering why it wasn't showing up, wondering how it was going to show up. I was focusing on it not being here. So then I switched gears and I said, you know what? Worst case scenario, I don't find this card, it's going to be okay. I have someone visiting in a couple months. They can bring me a new one. Until then, I'm just going to use my personal card and just let my accountant know. Like, I will figure this out. It's okay. It's going to be a lot messier. It's going to be more stressful. It's going to be more difficult. But at the end of the day, it's going to be okay. I'm okay with that worst case scenario. I'm at peace with it. And then I visualize and I focus on myself having that card and the joy of finding it. And then I went out of my life and I enjoyed my day. I enjoyed my life and I let go of the entire situation. I didn't let myself think about it. If it popped up, I switched my thoughts to gratitude about something else in my life. And of course, I think it was like a day and a half later, it popped up. I was searching in my suitcase for some paperwork I needed for my visa, and literally the card fell out onto the floor. I have no idea why it was in there. Like, actually no idea at all. I would not have put it in my suitcase. It must have fallen in there somehow. And then there it was. As soon as I switched my vibration, as soon as I let go of the resistance, it showed up. Where your focus goes is where your energy flows. Whatever you focus on, what you think about is what manifests. So when I was thinking about it being lost and how stressed I was continuing to manifest it staying lost. My manifestation wasn't showing up because I had too much desperation around it showing up. And as soon as I realized that, I was able to release that resistance and it showed up. In actuality, anxiety and fear and worry is a direct result and actually is in direct proportion to our lack of trust in the universe. How would you feel if you knew with 150% certainty that your manifestation was showing up tomorrow? That is the kind of energy you need to bring to your life every day. Can you feel excited, feel happy just because you know that everything you desire is on your way? The universe is bringing it to you, but you must cultivate patience. I've cultivated this ability to release resistance in a split second over a long period of time of working on this, and that's why it's a huge part of what I teach in my academy. I have an entire week on resistance. And in fact, the first, 7 weeks, I'll focus on strategies which build on each other, and they all build to a point where you're able to release that resistance. Because this isn't something you can just learn to do overnight, so I recommend practicing with small things first. If you're trying to manifest money for your rent, and your rent is due tomorrow, and you're going to be evicted, this is a very dramatic example, but you're most likely not going to be able to release the resistance around that unless you've been practicing this for a long time. So start focusing on the small things. Can you release resistance around manifesting, a cup of coffee? I guess another example here. Last week I had this huge brownie craving, right? It was my moon cycle and I crave all the sweets and I love brownies. They're my weeks, literally my weakness. I love them so much. So I was craving them and I was like, okay, side note, it was like 9 a.m. I don't know why I was craving brownies at 9 a.m. But my friends and I were about to get on a ferry. We were going on a day trip to an island to go snorkeling. And I turned to my friend and I said, I want a brownie. I'm going to manifest a brownie. And she's like, okay, cool. I want one too. And so I literally imagined myself biting into this most delicious brownie and I could taste it in my mouth. And then I just let it go. I wasn't worried that it wasn't going to come because I had no desperation for it. If the brownie didn't show up, my life would go on. I was actually, of course, really at peace with the worst case scenario, which is no brownie shows up. My life would still be really amazing that day. So zero resistance. This is why I recommend starting with something like silly, like an apple or something small, because you probably won't have a lot of resistance. Something you can just release. I went on and I enjoyed my time. I forgot I even was going to manifest a brownie. 2 hours later, I'm sitting on the ferry. We're on this big kind of like, well, not that big, I guess medium size, not that it matters, but on a medium sized fast boat on the way to the island. And we sit down, I'm with my friend, and next to her is a girl, and she opens this box. It's like a cardboard box, like she had picked up food from a bakery or something. And she opens it up, and what's in there, of course, this like literally, it's like a brownie bread almost. She has this small loaf that looks like a brownie. And my friend who's sitting next to me, we're both looking at it and drooling. She's like, wow, that looks amazing. Where'd you buy it? And she was like, yeah, she told us where she bought it. And she's like, actually, I'm really not that hungry. Do you want half of this? And we're like, yes. And so she cuts us each a slice, and there we have it. We're each eating a brownie an hour and a half later. Not only that, we get to the island, we find a place to eat lunch, and of course, we decide we want dessert, and the second dessert on their menu is vegan brownies. So we had another brownie. And this is such a silly example, but honestly, manifesting that brownie made me feel so powerful. I felt so magical in that moment on that boat when she asked me if I wanted a piece of her brownie. I felt so magical biting into that brownie and knowing I had made that happen. What are the chances of manifesting a brownie, a free brownie, on a boat on our way to an island in Indonesia? What are the chances? The chances are pretty dang low. Sometimes manifesting the small things create the belief and that feeling of power and magic, which allows us to manifest the big things. And you know, when I'm manifesting this brownie, I wasn't looking around wondering how it was going to happen. I wasn't worrying that the boat doesn't sell food, so how was I going to manifest a brownie? I wasn't concerned that it might not show up. I wasn't checking my watch, wondering when it was going to show up because I was fine with it not coming. But I also knew that it was coming, so I didn't worry about it. I was just excited to eat it. and I enjoyed my time and I laughed with my friends and I listened to my music and it showed up twice. This, the way I manifest that brownie is the way you manifest everything or anything in your life. You must release the resistance. You must let go of when and how it's coming. You must love your life so much that you do not need anything. You can desire and intend, but not need. You can feel happy that your manifestation is on the way. If you're waiting for something to show up to feel happy, it will never show up. You cannot project your fulfillment, your happiness, your joy on something coming. You must feel that now, and that will call your manifestation in. You know, when I was manifesting my business, I was in the online world for 4 years. I did network marketing for 3 years, and I never achieved success because I was so stressed about it. I had so much resistance, so much desperation, but I never gave up. And the money came, the success came, the business I desired truly came in divine timing. If it had come 3 years earlier, I would not have been ready for it. I would have probably screwed it up. I wouldn't be making the impact I'm making now because I wasn't ready. It came in the most divine timing for my life, and even though I spent 3 years waiting for it, I would not change a damn thing. Everything you desire is already on its way to you, and it's coming in the most divine timing for your life. And as soon as you truly, fully surrender to that, life becomes pure magic. I am not kidding. It becomes magical. That is exactly what I'm experiencing right now. Pure magic. Manifestation's coming so quickly. Because I know how powerful I am and I tap into that power every day. I am in awe of my own power. And there's nothing different between me and you. We have the same power. The difference is if you're not manifesting, you haven't tapped into that power. You still have layers that need to be peeled away, conditioning that needs to be broken down, beliefs that need to be rewired, resistance that needs to be freed, trust that needs to be built in the universe. So if you feel called to start doing this work, to learn to become a master at manifestation, to tap into your power, to truly learn strategies to really release this resistance at a deep soul level, this is everything I teach in my academy. And my academy is open for enrollment right now. So if you feel called, the link to apply is in my bio. Go ahead and apply and book a call with me so we can chat. And I can help you figure out what is truly blocking you and see if this may or may not be a good fit for you. So either way, I am sending all of you so much love. I truly hope that this helped. Remember, once again, everything you desire is already yours. Everything you desire is already on its way to you. It's all coming in the most divine timing possible for the highest good in your own life. The entire universe is working behind the scenes to help your dream life manifest. Now it's up to you to meet the universe halfway.